USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is the first day of summer, and as Americans hit the road, the shock of how much gas prices will hurt is front and center. President Biden said Monday he hopes to make a decision about a federal gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday called out President Biden for allowing this man-made economic disaster to take over America.
All of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
After the sudden death of comedian Bob Saget, two Orange County, Florida sheriff's deputies were disseminating information about Saget's death to their friends and social media before Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, got the information. The officers have been suspended for 81 hours for their role in the case after being found guilty. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The most patriotic state in the nation is a big one. In fact, it has more land than California, Montana, and Texas combined.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top five is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top five least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Uvalde, Texas, parents of victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting have called for the resignation of school district police chief Pete Arredondo at an emotional school board meeting Monday night. 19 students and two teachers lost their lives by a crazed 18-year-old boy. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the American economy has been a disaster under the Biden administration, Vice President Mike Pence on Fox Business reiterates this American dilemma falls squarely on Biden and the Democrats.
Well, Joe Biden is wrong, and it would be right to unleash American energy and take the boot heel of the federal government off the neck of American energy companies. Look, I just spoke today here at the University Club of Chicago, focusing on the economy, focusing on a pathway forward. But there's no question that what's unique about this economic crisis that we're facing, inflation at a 40-year high, gasoline prices up 75%, shortages, supply chain, is what's unique about this, and like I tell an economist like you anything, but to your viewers, different from the Depression, different from the economic downturn in the 70s, different from the Great Recession of 2008, all of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn have been aligning in order this month for the first time in 18 years. You won't need a telescope to see the rare grouping of planets. The best day for viewing will be on Friday, looking toward the southeast before sunrise. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.